safe and it's contained, and compared to open sea swimming and the risks, you know. But there's still risks there when there is no lifeguard. Now, look, at Sligo County Council are providing lifeguards across our beaches. We're having actually great difficulties recruiting lifeguards, and that issue needs to be looked at as well. But I do think that we do need to look at the tidal pool having to encourage a lifeguard and good hours, extended hours doing that, to encourage safe swimming. Because I suppose with, you know, and Ross's point is a safe beach, but there have been 999 calls out there. And, you know, for some people, it would be a much, and particularly young people, you know, children and other people that may have mobility issues, etc. It's a much safer option to be in it, to be in the sea with the sea water, but be in a contained area. So I do think the lifeguard cover should be extended into the tidal pool, and I have put that motion down for our municipal district, and I'm hoping my fellow councillors will support me in that, so that we plan for next year in the budget that there is a lifeguard at the tidal pool in Ross's Point.
Some people might be a bit surprised to learn that there actually is no lifeguard at that tidal pool, given the fact that it's actually not fully enclosed. A section of it does lead out into the sea, and we do see the success of the tidal pool in Belmullet, which is fully enclosed, and it is actually manned by a lifeguard during the summer months.
Yes, I do think it, and that is the problem, where it isn't fully enclosed, and you know, that does lead to a risk and a danger, and any enclosed area with water is a risk and a danger anyway, especially when it's extremely popular, and especially when it's popular with young people and teenagers, and increasing popularity. So yes, I do really believe we need a lifeguard at the tidal pool. There is a lifeguard at the beach, but we do need one at the pool. It is essential, I believe.